Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another classic movie presentation from South Plainfield Library. Today we have a classic fantasy adventure for you. It's The Golden Voyage of Sinbad. It's the story of how the heroic sailor and his crew must race an evil wizard in order to find a golden artifact and the fabulous treasures it can bring. This was the second of three Sinbad movies from producer Charles H. Schneer and special effects legend Ray Harryhausen. It follows The Seventh Voyage of Sinbad from 1958, and was followed by Sinbad and the Eye of the Tiger in 1977. Once again, Harryhausen provided some amazing stop-motion effects that really hold up even today. You may recall his work in First Men in the Moon, which we showed a while back. The script is by Brian Clemens, who's probably best known for his work on the Avengers TV series. That's the real Avengers, you know, Steed and Mrs. Peel. While the musical score is by Oscar-winning composer Miklos Rosa. The cast includes John Philip Law as Sinbad. He was very much a cult favorite at the time, thanks to his roles in the European movies Diabolik and Barbarella. The female lead is played by actress and model Caroline Monroe, still a fan favorite. While the villainous Prince Kura is played by Tom Baker. Baker had performed with Britain's National Theatre, and had gotten fine reviews for his work as Rasputin in the epic film Nicholas and Alexandra. When this movie was released, though, he was at a low point in his life and career, and was working on a brake truck at a construction site. However, on the advice of a BBC executive whose wife was a friend of Baker's, producer Barry Letts saw this movie, and, the story goes, immediately tracked Baker down and hired him as the new lead for a BBC show whose star was leaving. The show was, of course, Doctor Who, and the rest is history. The movie got good reviews and was a box office hit. Later, the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films gave it their first award for Best Fantasy Film. And, like Harryhausen's other movies, it still serves as an inspiration for today's filmmakers. Of course, they're using CGI rather than models, but that's okay. If you're in the mood for more recent movies, we have our new DVD showings twice a week, usually on Monday and Wednesday afternoons. They're free of charge, but space is limited, so you must pre-register. You'll find the list of upcoming movies at the reference desk or on our website. That address is www.southplainfield.lib.nj.us. That's where you'll also find a list of our previous classic movie presentations, plus links to each movie. If you'd like to pass along a comment or suggestion, you can call us at 908-754-7885, email it to kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us, or post it on our Facebook page. And we're still interested in finding out which movies were your favorites. Well, we hope you enjoyed today's movie, and thanks again for stopping by. And now, from Columbia Pictures in 1973, here's The Golden Voyage of Sinbad.